This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodgecraft Northam Community Center, 106 Skyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, and mobile stations wishing to check in?
Metro Cape Yard.
N2KPR. How's your day and how was your evening going?
Start out by saying good evening, everybody who's ever waiting to check in, and all you people listening. And of course, our illustrious net control operator. My evening is typical of all other evenings, sit down after dinner and on the computer, but today I'm just watching videos on YouTube about electronics and looking at some different electronic equipment. And how to use it, of course. Some of it I've never used, or I haven't used it since high school, which was a little while back. And today was really quiet. Beautiful day outside. I can't say that much. Air conditioner is off, the windows are open, and I'm totally comfortable, so I'm happy. And that's about Batman 2KPR.
All right, very good. Sound like you had a very enjoyable day. The weather was nice, and everybody should have enjoyed this one. A little on the cool side, but still turned out nice. Warmed up considerably this afternoon. All right, well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening, 73. Have a good weekend. This is N5AOW. Are there any other portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in?
AC2WI mobile.
AC2WI. Pete, how you doing?
Well, hopefully I'm getting into the repeater reasonably well. It's kind of scratchy. I'm coming back from Old Forge. And I should probably be getting better here. I'm right on the top of a hill on 28. And a little bit, not too far, I guess. Well, there's a construction sign, so I'm coming right up on the Moose River here in a minute. And up here today, I didn't get up early enough to do anything in between them, you know, recreational, but it was still nice being up here, and not getting back too late here. I was up really late last night on the phone with talking with an old friend of mine, and ridiculously late, so that kind of screwed me up. About, I woke up and got up, not, I didn't sleep till 10 o'clock, but I was not quite running on, full efficiency. I was a little inefficient, and, boy, it just, Next thing I knew it was 10, 10:30, 11, and I had figured I'd leave about 9, 9:30, but oh, I just kept doing one more thing and one more thing. I got plenty of time, you know, and I should have just, you know, got, nope, this is what I'm going to do, and out the door at 8:30, but didn't work. Anyway, that's about it here. There was a nice day up here, but not all that hot. I've got long pants and a sweatshirt and the heat on in the car. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, I would imagine you'll be making a turn either on Moose River Road or you'll be going right by me either way.
Yeah, just going over the bridge and making the turn on the Moose River Road. Some yahoo behind me's got his high beams on. Fortunately, he's going straight down 28, so won't be too far before I'm home. So it's a hot day. You know, a hot evening, I might stop and take a swim here, but not warm enough to worry about doing that. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, have a safe trip home along the Moose River Road there. I can get a little, well, it is windy. But it's usually pretty safe, not a whole lot of traffic. Okay, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. And I think we'll move along to, let's see, are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from the arterial coming out of North Utica. And there is one more station, my friend Bill in Warrendale.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale checking into the Echolink. And I am the last on the list. Over.
Roger, Bill. Okay. Thank you for checking in. I'll get back with you in a little bit, and we'll see what Kevin's got on the menu for us this evening.
Hey, good evening, everyone up in the North Country tonight. Currently, I'm riding shotgun down the arterial through the center of Utica as they are continuing the construction on this, and enjoying the multicolors that they have on the footbridge that goes over the 5812 now, which is kind of neat to look at. So just heading out for some dinner tonight and just kind of chilling out. On that note, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to net control, KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, well, thank you for checking in. You have a safe journey and have a nice dinner this evening. Always glad to have you check in. Yeah, that's going to be quite the project when they get it done. It's taking a considerable amount of time, but looks like they're doing it right. So, okay, we'll pass it back to Bill, KA3TFB. How's things in Warrendale, Bill?
KD2AIT in the group, KA3TFB. 64 degrees here in Warrendale. Humidity is 70%. They're still building at the end of the road, probably 100 different types of buildings. The area is going to be upgraded to large buildings here for businesses. Gas companies digging. All the road markers are marked, the water lines, the gas lines. Just in a state of confusion here. But there's a lot of activity. Someone's getting paid a lot of money just to keep busy. Okay, with that in mind, thanks for asking. Thanks for being there, and good evening. I'm going to fluff the pillow up here, get it nice and fluffy, and I'll be listening. And I wouldn't miss it for the world. Good evening to all. KA3TFB. Back to net control.
All right, very good, Bill. Well, thank you certainly for checking in and joining us here this evening. You have a wonderful evening and a good day tomorrow. Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bill.
KC2NBU, good evening, Bill.
Okay, we have N2PFM, George. KC2MBU, N2PFM. George, what's going on this evening? How are you doing?
Well, good evening, Bill, and Ray, and everybody else on the Pete, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 62 degrees after a range of 55 to 73. Nice sunny day, generating electricity. I think my next thing is going to be 55-gallon barrel methane digester and start shall we say, pumping some empty LP tanks full of methane gas from all the grass clippings and other words we can't mention on the air and stuff. I think that's going to be quite interesting. It might also help save me some fuel this winter, which that's the next project I'm going to start on. That will say God bless 73s.
M2,
PFM clear.
Okay, George, sounds like a worthwhile project. Anytime you can save a little money with fuel, that's always a big plus. I know a lot of folks that are doing it with wood are able to do that, but makes it a little bit difficult because they got to handle it numerous times, but it's still, no matter how you look at it, it's a savings. All right, well, thanks for checking in, George. You have a good evening. And we'll visit with Ray, KC2MBU. Ray, how you doing?
Good, Bill. We just got back from the auction out in Rochester. Bought one car. And just got everything unloaded and put away. And I'm just answering some emails. I'm going to call it a day.
Okay, Ray, yeah, I would imagine you're kind of tired by now. That's quite a run and putting everything together and trailering out there and coming back or even driving and doing whatever. That's an experience that, well, it just tires you out. At least you had a nice day to do it. Yeah, and I hope everything went well on the road and, of course, the weather was decent. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll make another call. See if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, my day was relatively quiet. At least I had a decent day with the back so far, knock on wood. It's been pretty good. A little discomfort here and there, but that beats what I've had in the last few weeks and a couple of months. Went out and played a little golf today. Got 9 holes in. The weather was nice. The course was quiet. Very few people on it. Made it nice, you know, so it's comfortable to meander your way around it and enjoy it. That was pretty much it. Didn't do anything else when I got home other than watered the lawn a little bit, sat down, relaxed, and just finished dinner a little while ago, and that's about it for the evening. So, with that, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW.
Got your KPI of the query?
N2KPR, go ahead.
Might sound like a stupid question, but it's for all the members. Why is there an application available on the site?
Can you repeat that again? I had a little noise on my end here.
I said, is there an application available on the site?
To join the club, you mean?
Roger.
I believe there might be. The one who probably, there are, I guess the best way I can put it, when you go on the site, it will give you the contact information either from Dan, M2OIQ, or Pete, KC2WI, and they can take it from there to get with you and make the arrangements.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. And 2KP up.
Okay, very good. You have a good evening. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead, Pete.
I don't know if Jeff's got an application on the site or not, but you could certainly email. Probably, I don't know who the best person is. Not me. Probably either Dick, because he's the treasurer, who you're going to pay the dues to, or Jack. Jeff's doing the website, so I don't remember what he's got on there. I haven't even visited it. I can get in there for administrative, but I haven't done it. Anyway. Well, I just saw an unusual sight. I'm driving down the Moose River Road here, and I come across what I first thought was a dog, big, you know, black dog. It's a bear running down the road on the other side, same direction I was going, so I was looking from the hind end. But when I got real close, I said, oh, that's too big to be even a big, shaggy dog. He didn't seem to, I don't know if he was running away from me or he was just jogging down the road anyway, but he didn't really run off the road, he just was running on the other side. So I could see him when I went by. That's something you don't see every day. KC2WI.
I know what you mean. I saw one last year coming out of the golf course and coming north on 28. And he just nonchalantly walked across the road from one side to the other. Yeah, that's going in your direction. I don't think I've ever seen one that way. I know they're around, they're in the woods, Pete, but, well, I'm glad you got to see it. Might have an altercation with it anyway. All right. Well, are there any other comments or late queries or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service set. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, George, Bill, Kevin, Pete, and N2KPR. Doggone it, I had your name here on one of my sheets. I got to look that up so I have it for memory. But anyway, 73 to all. Everyone have a good evening. N5AOW clear.
Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel, into KPR.
Okay, Rich, thank you. I've got it written down now, I won't forget it. You have a good evening, N5AOW clear.
You too, Bill, into KPR.
This is KD2FPM signing out of the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you, as always, for use of Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll get you tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system indeed. Good evening. a good one to all.
Traffic.
All stations are welcome. Stations can now please.
This is KC2WI Mobile.
KC2NBU.
N5AOW.
Okay, got three, way off the bat here. KC2WI, hi Pete, drive safe. KC2NBU, Ray. And N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you all for checking in. Looking for additional stations. Weather will allow traffic. Okay, I've got WI, NBU, and AOW. And then I got wiped out by Rochester repeater there. Any other stations? Come now, please. And anything that I didn't acknowledge, please come back. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have some nice weather. KA2000.